Some stakeholders are alarmed by the wave of reforms being undertaken by the Minister of Education and Sports, including the recent move to increase the number of examinable subjects at primary level to 6.
As Uganda is reforming the primary leaving examinations with plans to increase subjects from 4 to 6, introducing religious education and Kiswahili as standalone examinable subjects aligned with the new competence-based curriculum. A section of the education stakeholders asked the line ministry to go slow with the reform for the smooth implementation of the new changes. Primary leaving examination PLE subject in Uganda are set to increase from 4 to 6, with religious education and Kiswahili becoming standalone subjects alongside mathematics, English, social studies and science. Daniel Apamaku, a teacher in Mariokolo district, says the good move can only be well implemented if the new curriculum development is given ample time and teachers given understanding on the curriculum interpretation.
The first step of these subjects will come from the National Curriculum Development Center to develop the curriculum for the newly introduced subjects. Bringing it just abruptly affect the ongoing curriculum.
Victor Leone, the head teacher of the Duke Boys Primary School, says it will be a hard task for schools to roll on the new examinable subjects if not well prepared.
Religious education can be added because we are teaching religious education as a subject from primary one. From the time they started talking about introducing Kiswahili as a subject, we have not received the teachers who are going to go and teach Kiswahili in primary schools. The people themselves, they don't know Kiswahili. The teachers who are currently teaching in primary school, they don't know Kiswahili. Let them come down on the ground, bring the syllabus for teaching Kiswahili. By the time it will reach primary 7, that will be the time when they will introduce Kiswahili as one of the subjects to be assessed in primary leaving examination.
These changes reflect an effort to align primary education with the revised lower secondary curriculum implemented earlier, and yet many secondary schools are still struggling to implement the new competence-based curriculum, given that many teachers were not oriented or skilled to change their teaching methods. I am Sunday Amandi, reporting for Radio Patches.